We learned this morning that last year was the best year for home prices since 2005, before the housing collapse. That's according to the latest monthly report from S&P Case Shiller. Joining us with the details is The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Hi, Jason.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, where were the biggest gains in the country?
Well, you know, this Case-Shiller report measures home prices in 20 major metropolitan areas. It's based on repeat sales of single-family homes. So let's look at some specific cities. You've got Chicago. Prices there gained 11.3% from December of 2012 to December of last year. This is the best year-over-year improvement since 1988 in Chicago. Dallas set a new price peak, posting a 10% gain. That's its largest since 2000. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they've all had really strong gains, all above 20%. And Las Vegas, in fact, registered a gain of 28%, almost 28% year-over-year.
And where were the gains not so strong?
Well, you know, across the board, there were gains, but here's where there's a sub-headline to the headline that things were so great last year, and that is in December, the numbers slowed down. And you know, look at Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I happen to be from. They had their first monthly decline since 2011 in December. Now, that ends for them a 26-month string of gains. And this could be significant because Phoenix is considered a bellwether for the Sun Belt. And that's because it experienced really high levels of foreclosures, like many other states and cities in the other cities in the Sun Belt did. So you got to keep an eye to see whether that's an indication of declines coming.
Yeah, I remember just a few months back, I was in Phoenix and drove around a neighborhood with a realtor there who was talking about how after those big drops that they were really starting to see some very good rebounds in Phoenix. So you're saying in December, after 26 months of gains, the prices not doing so well, at least right now in Phoenix. Now, you say December, Jason, that's a 3-month lag. And that's what people say about this report is that it might not be giving us the most up-to-date information, right?
Not necessarily the most up-to-date information. There's a lag, and that's because it's looking at the time when the sale was completed and not when the deal was actually made, when the sale closed. So, yeah, you got a several-month lag in there. So we really won't know what houses were selling at, what price they were selling at, you know, until 3 months from now, where December was.
Now, December is also in the middle of winter. Could cold weather be a factor?
It certainly could be, and December's historically a slow month. And, you know, if we take a wider view of this whole thing, according to Case-Shiller's figures, U.S. prices increased 11% in the fourth quarter compared to a year earlier. So, you know, looking, you know, at that wider span. But there's another index that we looked at, and we got a report from the National Association of Realtors last Friday, and it showed that the number of houses sold, not the prices, but the number of sold, began slowing in the middle of last year. And that was way before this nasty winter that we've been having out here. And that said, Phoenix, Arizona, I've been talking to my parents. The weather out there is lovely. They love
still
to
pretty
brag about it.
Well,
yes.
And, you know, the thing that many people have been worried about is that as interest rates, which have been very low, and that's been helping to prop up the housing market, as they start to climb, as the Fed pulls back on its stimulus, home prices could go down further. What's going on with interest rates at this point?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, that interest rates are projected to rise. Now, the Dallas Fed put out a report, and it said that while the U.S. housing recovery will probably continue for some time, its pace will be affected by interest rates as well as the very difficult to predict evolution of credit availability for prospective home buyers, as well as home builders and developers.
And we will see what happens with all of that. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks as always, Jason.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.